How's everybody today? It's hot out, huh? Woo! Well, grab some shade. I'm just going to do a couple songs, and my friend Stephen, St. Stephen, is going to come up and share a little bit. Lord Jesus, Father, we just come to you today, God, just to receive not just food for our stomach and provisions for the week, God, but to receive, God, just a blessing, favor that only you can give us. God, that you are, your heart towards us is good. God, that you love us and you pursue us. And God, that you change everything. God, that you sent your Son to change everything. God, we just pray today, God, that we would receive and be filled with your Spirit. Walk away knowing that we are loved and we are cared for. In your name we pray, amen. I'm going to do a song real quick. I hadn't done here before, but I wrote it with a good friend of mine named Roger Patterson, who you're going to hear speak in the next few weeks or so. But with all that's the gloom and doom that kind of goes on in our world, it's good to remember that we serve and worship a God who brings death to life and makes something from nothing. That's what this tune's about. So,
from the valley below, when we spoke that prophecy, all these rattling bones began to breathe. I said, oh, I swear I saw your ghost in the valley of the bones. I saw your ghost
Sorry, I'm tuning. We used to have a saying, we still have a saying around here that Jesus changes everything, which is so true and still true today and more true even for some of us. And for some of us, we're just kind of learning that right now. But the question I think that we have to ask ourselves of God and as we begin our journey walking with God is, what is He after? What does He want from us? And it's kind of gotten lost in the world of religion. And when you ask that question, you get 1,000 different answers, you know, that, well, God wants you to live a moral life, and He wants you to do right, and He wants you to try harder, and He wants you to go to church, but the truth is what God is after in all of us across the board is restoration. That's what He came to do, that's what He comes to offer, that's what He's offering you today, that's what He's going to offer you tomorrow. Restoration. And restoration doesn't necessarily mean, in fact, it seldom means that your troubles will go away or that life will be super easy. In fact, it can be very painful. But in all of us, We bury our pain, we bury our hurts, we bury our fears, and we try and medicate those things, whether it be through a drug or alcohol, or whether that be through sex, or whether it be through working hard or just trying to be a really good person. Churches are filled with people that are trying to medicate and trying to be good so that it kind of weighs out the bad. But I think that's what's so beautiful about what we do out here and the kind of community that we have. For a lot of us, there's just not a lot to hide behind, you know? We can't hide behind the money that we have or the car that we have or the nice house or whatever. And that's the best place to be, in fact, that God wants us in those places, not because He doesn't like us or because He wants us to suffer, but when we're broken down, we find our truest self, and that's the thing that God wants to restore. The you that has been buried down under the hurts and the fears and the anger and the frustration. There is the you that God intended. And that's what restoration is. So I pray that today, that for all of us, we would give God our yes. We would give God permission to begin the work of restoring us. Because that is how Jesus changes everything. descend upon me like a rolling stone, like a black swan raging on for all that I know. You know it unnerves me when I lose control, and I'm all out of options, and I'm out of my head, so I build my life around someone who I thought that I was, but it turns out all the things I do to feel young, they only make me old. But you raise me like a baby, like a fiery phoenix bird. You lift me up like Lazarus. You love me like death in reverse. Unearth me like a vein of gold, flowers that drive up flowers from the fold. Cast me uncursed, unearth my body and my soul, like fire from my ashes, like fire from my coal. So I build my life around someone who I thought that I was, but it turns out all the things I do to feel young, they only make me old. But you raise me like a baby, like a fiery phoenix bird. Oh, and you lift me up like Lazarus. And you love me like death. You love me like death. You love me like death in river. Ooh. All of my life I've been fighting for a place I could thrive, but it turns out all the things I do to survive, they only make me old. You raise me like a baby, like a fiery phoenix bird. Oh, and you lift me up like Lazarus. You love me like death. You love me like death. You love me like death in reverse. Love me like death. Lord Jesus, we just come to you today, God. We just, God, want to receive the life, God, that you're offering us. God, we just want to lay down our burdens, lay down the things that we've been dragging around all week. God, you promise us that your yoke is easy and your burden is light. Father, we just ask, God, to lay those things down. Receive what you're offering us today, Father. In your name we pray, amen.
Can I take this off like this? Don't want to trip on it. First off, I want to say that I swear, I promise, that me and Keith did not text each other and time this out. I mean, I'm not trying to match him at all. It's not a requirement to come up here and talk or anything like that. It's bad timing. That's all I can say. You look like the guy that's going to blow it up here. Just kidding. My name is Stephen. Some people here call me Saint Stephen. I try to do that, try to be saintly. But sometimes I don't pull that off very well. But for instance, I haven't been out here in a long time. and I'm glad to be back. Thank you very much. You know, I started thinking about, and y'all going to have to bear with me if I go all over the place, because I had to think about something I was going to talk about, and then Jesse sent me a message last night and said he was going to speak on, he was going to sing a song, and it had the term Lazarus in it, and I was like, okay. I love that story. That's a good story. I'm gonna read that in the morning when I got up. And I did. I read it this morning, and it's in John 11 if you want to look at it, but you don't have to. I'm gonna try to paraphrase this the best I can. But I want to talk to you about some things that pretty cool I noticed, and from different perspectives about this that I hope somebody needs it. Maybe it's for me, I don't know. Have you ever had something come up that you didn't really want to do? Maybe you committed to it, like maybe this for me. For me, speaking in front of people can be tough. You know, it's something you know it's important. You want to do. I wanted to do it, and I have something I want to say. But you know, dadgummit, when Keith asked me, I feel like I got to do it. But it's not because of just him. It's because I know, you know, that it's important to get up and. If you feel like you got something to say, to talk to everybody. And, you know, I also think it's important. We have my last name is Shirley, by the way, and I've heard every joke you can imagine about from the movie Airplane and all that. You know, Shirley, you can't be serious. I'm serious, but don't call me Shirley. Yeah, you know it. Everybody knows it. But one of the other things that we say in our family is, Shirley, show up. And sometimes we get it right, sometimes we don't. But when we show up, I've noticed in my life, I look back at some things. When you show up sometimes when you don't want to do something, it can be amazing what God can do. Because sometimes you don't have all the information. Am I right? Sometimes you don't know. And reading about this morning, Jesus knew something that everybody else didn't know. But still, you know, he found out that he got a message from Mary and Martha, the sisters of Lazarus. And to set some context, if you don't remember, Mary and Martha were really close, and Lazarus was their brother. And, you know, some people like to think, and it's probably true, he considered him a really close friend of his, Lazarus. So, you know, when he got word to come, you would think that he would have jumped up and came immediately. I mean, if someone told you that your mom or dad or your close friend, if you can make it there, you're going to make it. Unless you got some information that they don't know about. And in this case, Jesus did. He had some stuff he had to take care of. He had to go, he actually was going back to a place that didn't want him. Because the disciples said, hey, maybe we should get down there. Jesus said, hey, he's actually already dead. But I know this, and I know something you guys don't know, right? That something is going to happen when we show up. And so Jesus, what he did, he took care of his business in Judea, and then he decided that it was time to go to Bethany, which was about 2 miles outside of where he was. So, you know, what he did is he decided, hey, you know, when he got there, He got the understanding that I'm going to put something here. I might be wrong. I could be wrong here, but we as believers, we believe that Jesus, you know, was both divinely human and divinely God at the same time. And I really believe that Jesus, when he got there, the enormity of the situation hit him that you know, his best friend was dead. Mary and Martha were really ticked at him. They were mad because they were like, "You could have been here. You could have shown up and taken care of this, and we'd be all happy." And Jesus said, Jesus cries. We all know it's the shortest verse in the Bible. Jesus wept. That's everybody's joke. That's my favorite verse. Jesus wept. You know, because it's simple. But it's straight and it's powerful, because the enormity of that, the humanness of Jesus, everybody got to see, And they said, hey, look how he loves him so much. I mean, it was a profound effect. And so when he got the news that, he didn't get the news. When he found out where where Lazarus was laid, he said to everybody, hey, this is the moment where I've been telling y'all about for a long time. This is a moment that's going to glorify God because we showed up. Because if you remember, just to take a step back, Jesus was late, and that's why I want to talk about why it's important to show up. You never know when you're waiting on something to happen, when you feel like it's not going to come through, when maybe, maybe like I was talking about today, you promised you were going to, you got something that you know is important that you need to show up for, and you're thinking, man, I can skip this. I can let it go. Something's not going to happen. It's going to be the same old thing every time. I get up, I go here, I get the same response every time. I'm just going to ignore it. Or people are going to laugh at me. Why would I want to do this? Why, all those kind of things that plays in our head all the time about, let's just skip it. Let's just skip this event. I just want to remind you you're missing out when you do that. You're missing out on a chance to see God for who he is, and it will blow your mind what God can do. I'm from Talladega. I'm a soccer player in Talladega. I didn't fit in. my dream was to play sports and get out and use that as a way to get out of Talladega. I didn't want to go back. And we would show up every Sunday to play soccer at this place, and y'all laugh, but nobody would show up. It'd be like me and two or three other people, because people didn't want to have anything to do with soccer and a racing and football town. I mean, I was laughed out all the time. So one day I decided to show up there, and there was a guy out there. And this is emotional when I think about it, how beautiful. I almost didn't go that day. It was hot. It was hot as it is today. School's out. Nobody was even around. We didn't have checking in, Facebook, phones, any of that. It was like an agreed deal. You show up, we're going to play. Well, that day I went out there. It was me and another friend, a friend that would always go out and do those kind of things with me, just get annoyed that I'd want to go. I got out there, and there's a guy out there, and he's knocking the ball around, and he said, hey, I heard this is where everybody shows up to play soccer. I said, yeah, you can play, and then we kind of played around, and then he said, hey, I know a college coach. I'm going to give him a call, and all I got to say is the next thing happened, and I ended up being able to play and get out of Talladega because of soccer. Like, he played with the U.S. national team. He just happened to know a guy. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm just saying that because I almost didn't go. And I would have missed that guy because he was in town for just a brief time. And I just wanted to share that with you guys because you just never know what God's going to do in your life, how he's going to show up. When you're sitting in that fear of or just that annoyance that comes up in your life and you're like, I do not want to do this today, and you come up with every reason that makes sense not to go, just power through that, like push through it, ask God to guide you through it, because, what'll end up happening is if you don't do it, you end up missing out. And yet, that's, to me, that's the prison. You're stuck in those, in your clothes and all that thing, and you're in grave clothes is what Jesus ends up saying to Lazarus. And I want y'all to remember what he said to Lazarus, take those grave clothes off. Take the grave clothes off and walk in who you are. I want you to see you for who you are, and that's all I got to say. Thank you, guys. God bless you. I do want to say a prayer too. Dear Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you so much for the gift of this day and for the gift of this time, all of us together. God, I know we come through a lot of things that come in our life about good reasons about not to show up and do something, about people aren't going to care, no one's going to, no one's, it's nothing's going to happen. But like Jesse's was talking about restoration, it begins by pushing through and just letting it happen. Let it happen. Let you see yourself, for what's in you, that gift that God has given you all. Help us to know that and God, I just thank you for the gift of this day, and please bless each person here, give them a full heart the rest of this day, and just help us to remember that you will show up for us when we least expect it. In Jesus' name, amen.